one, oh yeah. Cover it 101 is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. By the way, don't forget Recovery Idol. Forgot to mention that last show. We haven't gotten a single submission. What the hell is going on?
Nobody cares.
You got to sing or write or play guitar or piano or something and do as a jingle. You got to mention Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio. Shelly just got a weird look on her face.
I just thought of a jingle.
Let's hear it.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Listen to Recovery 101 and all my booze fell out.
See, if you could do something better than
if you could do something better than that, we'll
we
get you
definitely
on,
play
we'll
you.
Get you on the air.
You've now seen the standard.
Yes. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAPAFAIRCMA or any of them. They're guys.
Okay. I got an idea. I got an idea for Recovery Idol, though.
Okay.
We should play some of the old submissions we got that didn't quite make the grade so people understand this is not as intimidating as they think it might be.
They made the grade. They're just, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, okay, you got to admit, Bill and Fran's jingles.
Yeah.
Were catchy.
We're catchy. We have friends that still have those jingles on their phones.
No, I mean stuff. I mean other stuff. I mean stuff that didn't quite make the grade.
Oh, I don't even know if I have those anymore.
Okay, Bruce, I'll introduce yourself.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce. What's in those brownies? What is in those damn brownies, Shelly? Yeah. She said 10 ounces of hash.
10 inches of hash?
Yeah, well, Shelly doesn't quite comprehend what 10 ounces of hash would be like because she's an alcoholic.
To be honest, I don't really know what hash is.
10 ounces of hash would get everybody you know loaded for days and days.
What is hash?
Hashish.
What is hashish?
It's like concentrated weed THC out of Afghanistan. It's hash. Yes. I'm not exactly sure what it is, actually.
Yeah, this is why I'm asking.
But you smoke it like weed, and it gets you extremely effed
a little
up.
Bit of it, a little bit of it
yes.
goes a long way.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
So 10 so ounces who are, so is who, a lot
so,
of it.
So who are you, by the way?
Bruce B., as always, with?
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Took us a while to get through there.
Sure did. Sure did. That's probably all our bantering time right there.
Yeah.
We bantered it up. Just trying to figure out what was in the goddamn brownies.
Just trying to figure out who we were.
Yeah, just trying to remember. So, you know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
I'm still under the impression I should probably download an actual news thing that actually sounds...
That would be boring. Okay.
Who did it while I was gone?
Marty.
How'd Marty do? Okay. Acceptable.
Yeah. No, Marty sucked.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ow.
He does listen to this show,
Marty,
even when he's not
Marty,
on it.
Send your hate mail to Shelly via recovery101radio @gmail.com.
It wasn't really just, I mean, Marty's okay. But the problem was that for some reason when we had Marty on the show, Bruce had a brain cloud and forgot who was supposed to do the dudes. And all of a sudden, Marty's doing the dudes by himself and Bruce is looking at me like, aren't you going to do the dudes? I'm like, no, I'm doing the news. You do the dudes.
Yeah, I should have been doing the dudes. So Marty did the dudes by himself on one show.
Oh, that's not good for anybody to do the dudes by themselves.
No.
You need two duders.
Even as professional duders as we are.
Yeah. You know what? It's like, I just sound like a stoner. Duders.
Duders, yeah.
Duders, where's my car, man?
Okay, we've got a story in from Brian.
Who's Brian?
Now, this is either Duchesne County or Duchesne County. I don't know which.
Duchesne County, whatever.
Come back, Shane.
Jake Antonio Aratz. Three names. Is having an enhanced DUI charge filed against him. Because all of in Utah, all of these things are misdemeanors. The DUI, a straight DUI. Texting while driving. Operating a vehicle without insurance, driving with an expired registration, never having obtained a driver's license in the first place, improper lane travel, and using plates registered to another vehicle. All of those things are misdemeanors. But they want to stick him with something because he actually got drunk and hit somebody and caused serious bodily injury to the victim.
And did all these other things at the same time?
Yes.
Oh.
So they're charging him with what they're calling an enhanced DUI because that is actually a felony. I don't know what enhanced means. Like, enhanced,
really
like...
Drunk.
You don't know what enhanced means?
Like, it's high definition or something?
Yeah.
Enhanced?
Yeah, it's a high def one.
A high def DUI.
High def DUI. Perfect.
It's like being drunk and high.
I guess
yes.
So.
It's a high drunk.
Well, part of the problem was it wasn't just that he was drunk and driving. He was also texting while he was driving. And
yeah, with somebody else's plates on his car,
yeah.
Without a driver's license, and with no current registration.
Right. His wife sent him a text message, so he was replying. He got four letters in before he hit the other car.
You know, wives will always get you in trouble like that.
You know what the greatest thing ever is? Shelly's new car? Mm-hmm. You get in with your phone, it says connecting your device, mm-hmm. And if someone calls, it comes right through your radio.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything with your phone at all.
My car has that too. No, that you can't disconnect it when you're driving.
Right, you can't touch it while you're driving. While the car's in motion, you can't do anything.
Right.
Calls can come in, but you can't make any calls or push any buttons.
Right.
Right.
You should be able to make calls, because you should be able to set a voice activated.
Yes, you could do that.
Well, I didn't. Let me see. Where are we? Oh, all right. In Mexico, in Mexico City, there was a rather puzzling find. Archaeologists found 150 human sacrifice skulls in a field in central Mexico. The skulls were all lined up to face the rising sun, all faced east, in an area where there shouldn't have been any.
You know what they say in that Bud Light commercial? It's only weird if it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Face of all the same.
Okay,
way.
So when they say in an area they shouldn't be, is there an area where there should be hundreds of human skulls? I mean,
because you're talking about the prior cultures in that area were big on human sacrifice. However, the groups that did do the human sacrifice, these skulls have been dated to sometime between 660 and 860 A.D.
Then they were in a place they should be.
Because they're dead. But. But the Aztecs, who were really big on human sacrifice, didn't come around until the 1300s. So they're not exactly sure where the skulls came from. There's nothing else around them.
We might figure out if we go back, we might figure out where the Aztecs came from.
Well, there you go. Let's see.
Interesting.
But stupid.
Okay. We now have a story about a man named Darian Long. He is being called one badass mall cop. He's like the mall cop of the year.
Mall cop.
No. He's actually a real like mall cop. He's this main security. He's the head security guy at the Atlanta Mall, which is right near the courthouse and the government buildings.
How do you know he's the head security? Are the knees worn out in his shirt?
No, they do have security. He actually has to wear a bulletproof vest, but he has to buy it himself.
A bulletproof vest for the mall cop.
Wow.
Oh yeah, he has to. And he's armed with a taser, does not have a gun.
Wow, that really sucks. They think you're in enough danger to give you a bulletproof
vest,
but they don't
give you a gun.
They think you're going to get
shot at, but you can't return fire.
Well, actually, he had to buy the vest himself. They want them to wear the vest, but they don't provide them for their employees.
Yeah,
he had to buy it himself.
Yeah, but you can write that off on your taxes.
Yeah, I'm sure he could. But
we all learned that in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, he has what he calls a zero-tolerance policy. Loiterers, gangbangers, drug dealers, anybody that's hanging around the mall. He said, we got families in here. I don't want this crap going on in my mall, right?
All right.
But that, he also doesn't want to get in trouble. You know, he doesn't want people saying, no, he tased me and I wasn't doing anything wrong. So what he did was he strapped a camera to his chest. Everything he does is videotaped so that he can always prove that he was in the right. And he goes around tasing everybody. It's the most amazing thing. But they're all attacking him. He just doesn't wait for them to actually pull the trigger. Or, you know, one woman in one of the videos, a woman, like, picked up an advertising sandwich board and threw it at him. He ducked the sandwich board and then zap, she goes down.
Nice.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's an awesome mall cop.
She probably pooped herself, too, which is awesome.
So he put up one of his videos one time to describe how violent it is in this neighborhood. And basically, he was saying that, you know, he's this is his job. He loves his job, but he really needs a new bulletproof vest because the one he's got is, like, substandard. And he wants a new camera, a real camera, not just a little camera taped to his chest. Somebody saw the video. It's gone viral. And they set up a fund for people to donate to it.
Oh, dude, this guy's got not only did he get a vest, he has a full assault Humvee vehicle.
Oh, he's going to get anything he wants. The original amount they were trying for was $10,000 so he could get, like, a kick-ass camera and a really nice vest and maybe a helmet.
Yep.
He's got double that now, and they haven't even closed the donation period.
Huh. Sweet.
Yes. So if you want to donate to Darian Long, you can look it up on YouTube. Type in his name, Darian Long, and you can watch all his videos.
I'm for sure going to go see that.
Because he's posted a few more.
Oh, my God. People getting tased by the mall cops.
Yes.
That's awesome. And you know what? Nothing's worse than being the gangbanger that got tased by the mall cop.
You have to go explain that.
No.
Yeah.
Homies, we got to go get this guy. What happened? He tased me, dude.
And it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the people that have commented on his videos are saying things like, whatever they pay this guy, it's not enough.
Nice.
Let's see. Here's a strange and unexplained incident. Renee Lynn Memmigi.
Three words, three names.
Yeah, she's from Minnesota. This is a story out of Minnesota. She rang this couple's doorbell.
Ding dong.
When the woman, she's being charged with assault, first degree burglary and assault, third degree assault, and fifth degree assault. I don't know what the degrees are.
Fifth degree assault.
Maybe she stuck her tongue out at him. I don't know. She rang the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
The woman came to the door, opened the door, and she shot her with a squirt gun.
Okay, I could see that.
The squirt gun was
like
full of...
That's like 11th degree.
What was in the squirt gun?
It was water that she'd squeezed, like, jalapeno juice into.
Oh.
So, yeah.
She shoot her in the face?
Yeah, shot her in the face. So, okay. Yes, it did make her... She had some eye irritation. Then the husband came to the door. She shot him in the face, so he had some eye irritation. But he grabbed the woman, held her down on the floor till the cops came. No explanation for this. No reason why.
What's the burglary charge?
I don't know. She didn't take anything. Nothing else happened. They just waited for the cops to come. This is why I don't understand this story. And I don't remember who sent it to me, but...
Damn burglars.
Yeah, it's just weird. And they're sending her for a psychiatric evaluation. These people had no known connection with each other.
Oh.
Just random, you know, yeah. ding-dong squirt.
Okay, there's the whole thing. No known.
Yeah.
What don't we
know?
They know him from somewhere.
We're going to find out, like, 20 years ago, you know, he...
Banged her in high school and left her or something.
Yeah.
Jilted lover.
This one kind of made me laugh. They called the hazmat team out for this one.
Oh, perfect.
In Austin,
Florida.
Thank you. An elementary school. Several students had to be seen by the school nurse, although they were not ultimately sent to the hospital. And the hazmat team was called when a boy found a round object in a plastic bag, several round objects in a plastic bag that looked like
marbles.
Smarties candies.
Oh.
He smashed the object, creating a powder, and then inhaled it. Six other students did the same thing.
Yeah, we call that cocaine.
Yes. Well, that's what the teachers thought. So
white boulders.
So the school nurse comes in to try to check out all the kids. None of them seem to be acting any differently. They called the hazmat team on this white substance. They were Smarties.
They were Smarties.
They were Smarties.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's the question. Who the F told these guys that snorting Smarties was a good idea?
Well, they're 11-year-olds, and so the question is now not who told them it was a good idea, but where did they learn that? So I'm sure some parents will be
taught. They just recently watched the movie Scarface.
Yeah. Blow.
Yep, Blow. Cocaine Cowboys. Any number of flicks could have done it.
Yeah. It's on the Discovery
Channel. Cheech and
Chong
Up in
Smoke. It's on the Discovery Channel, you know.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke.
Cocaine Wars, you know.
Yeah.
There are more shows on TV nowadays that teach you how to do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. How much
could have got it from Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, okay. I think I will move that one on. Here's an interesting story out of Tampa.
Florida!
Okay.
I thought we didn't have any things from Florida.
Well, no, we're running low on Florida stories. Somebody else sent me these, but Fran usually sends like 8.
Yes.
They recently did an Operation Gun Swap in Tampa, and the response was overwhelming.
You got to get better guns?
Overwhelming. No, they swap them for cash. You can anonymously trade in your guns or other incendiary weapons, whatever. For $75 cash and a ticket to the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team.
You can make a zip gun for about $20 and then take it in and turn it in for $75.
It gets better.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure who is training these cops, but they are paying $75 for empty rocket launcher tubes. You know, the plastic tubes, the part that can't be refilled or refired or reused.
Yeah, but you know, just the fact that somebody has a rocket launcher tube.
Oh, that's not far. Hey, you can go to the Army surplus and buy them for $20.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can.
These guys aren't too bright then. Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
So they
so
ran.
So you can go buy them for $20 and sell them to them for $75.
And a game ticket, yeah.
Sweet. That's a bunch of dope fiends doing that.
That explains the popularity of the program. Yikes.
Why do we think
go
any
buy
of this
a BB
works?
Gun for $19.95 and turn it in for
why do we think
bucks?
Any of this works?
I don't. I never did. We don't.
As I'm looking at the shot up stop sign sitting here.
Yeah.
Well, I love the description. Someone gave it the other day. They said, you know, we need to make guns illegal. I'm like, cocaine's illegal.
Yeah.
That
doesn't
seem
to stop anyone from having it.
Yeah.
The guys that want it will have it. The difference will be
the guys who
I won't have a gun, and that guy will know I don't have a gun because I'm a law-abiding citizen. And he'll come and rob me.
New York. Yes, this is one of those.
Town.
This is one of those God shot moments. This is God saying, "Excuse me, no." $3,000 worth of audio equipment was stolen from the New Jerusalem Church in Uniondale, New York. The pastor and a couple of the deacons then went to an electronics store to buy new equipment. They've got to have audio. I mean, people got to hear the sermon. While they were in there, and this is a store that takes resaleable materials.
So someone came in and tried to sell it?
A guy pushes a cart in with equipment on it, and the pastor looks down and said, "That looks like ours." The owner of the store said, "Well, yeah," and he started to think because the guy that just brought it in had brought in some other equipment the week before to sell. So he called the police, and they caught him. So the pastor of the church that was robbed recognized and recovered his own stuff at the store while the perp was in there trying to sell it.
That's awesome.
To which the church has responded, "We are very forgiving. We invite them to come to services."
When they get out?
When they get out, yes.
Nice.
It's perfect.
So, yes, that was one of those, you know, God said, ha!
Gotcha.
Okay, and, yep, that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Uh-oh. Mark just put.
I just shoved a piece of brownie in my mouth.
Gooey brownie too. We have a topic. What is a newcomer? And we did this topic probably 2 years ago. And you know, we're going to talk about what constitutes someone being a newcomer. You know, what exactly makes up what being a newcomer is. You know, is it a certain amount of time? If you've gone out before and you come back, you know, are you like a regular newcomer? Are you not, you know, what is a newcomer? And, you know, do you have to have worked the steps to not be a newcomer? Is it 30 days? Is it attitude? What is it that makes people newcomers? What about that, Shelley? What do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. I would say that a newcomer is anyone who comes into the rooms with a desire to stay sober or clean or whatever you want to call it and keeps coming back. I mean,
so how long are they a newcomer for?
Well, I guess that depends upon your point of view, because Mark thinks they're newcomers until they get 5 years.
Well, that is where you get your foot in the door.
I would say that you're no longer a newcomer when you don't have to stand up as a newcomer.
So 30 days.
Basically.
Now, what if you've been in the program before, maybe even worked all your steps before? We know a guy had 10 years, came back. Is he a regular newcomer?
No, he's an idiot.
Well, I was just about to say that.
What do you think, Mark? What do you think? What is a newcomer?
A newcomer is a person who shows up at the program new and comes in and has 29 days or less and hasn't done any of that stuff yet.
So
once you're there, you know, all this horse shit with, you know.
This is where we're going with this.
I'm a newcomer. I'm a newcomer again. Stop.
Yeah, dude, you had 6 years before.
Your Christmas tree garland is newcomer chips.
Yeah, you can recite stuff out of the big book.
Yeah.
Or the 12 and 12.
Yeah.
Or the NA basic text.
Yeah.
You can recite the readings.
You're not a newcomer anymore. And you're an idiot.
Yeah, and that's where we're going with this, because there's so many different ways you could look at what a newcomer is. And
what do you think a newcomer is, Bruce?
I think a newcomer is exactly what you said. To me, a newcomer is someone that's new to the program. You know, it's kind of like when they talk about 13-step. You shouldn't be banging a newcomer. Well, then it also says you shouldn't be in any relationships for the first year. So then is that in essence saying that a newcomer is in the first year? I've heard people say you got to have 5 years before you get your foot in the door. Is that a newcomer?
You know where that whole first year bullshit came from?
AA experience for 75 years?
I think it kind of snuck into the AA experience through the whole explosion in psychiatric medicine in the 70s and early 80s, because there was I forget what the name of the psychiatrist was, that said that one of the problems people have with a grieving process or a major change in life is that they try to do too much. If you have a major change in your life, don't do anything else for the first year. And I think that's probably how that snuck into AA, because that was a very popular thing like in the late 70s, early 80s was, oh, I'm getting a divorce, I can't do anything else this year. Oh, I'm changing jobs, I can't do anything else this year. Like any major change, you were supposed to give yourself a year to settle into it.
So then in essence, is that saying you're a newcomer for a year?
No, I don't think so.
So it's bang away.
It doesn't say in the book what a newcomer is.
So yes, it's bang away.
Bang away.
Well, I think you should have as much sex your first year as possible because pain is a
wonderful. There's a lot of growth in pain.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful growing instrument.
Relationships in the first year. You either grow or you go.
Yeah.
One or the other. Now, what about, so we touched on it a little bit, the guys that are known as the perpetual newcomer. Now, these are people that, to me, I wouldn't call them newcomers. Like, even my one friend that had 10 years and went out, the guy had 10 years. He went out, he came back. He's new in his amount of days of recovery, but he's not a regular newcomer. I mean, this guy in the past has taken cakes. He's worked steps. He's taken people through steps. I mean, all these things. That is not exactly a newcomer.
I have a friend of mine who, actually, the guy who took me in my very first meeting. He will tell people, I have 8.5 years of sobriety or 29 years of non-continuous sobriety. Because he had that flesh-eating disease for a while.
Ooh.
And as he came out of the hospital, he was on Vicodin. And he had a little issue with it for a short period of time. And he considered himself no longer clean and sober because he did have an issue with it where he was taking more of it than he was supposed to. So he said, okay, well, I give up my time. So I've got 29 years of non-continuous sobriety.
Well, I've got 30 years of non-continuous sobriety.
You know, do we put too much emphasis on all these years?
Well, you do.
No,
I like
don't.
To put emphasis on my years.
You told me that newcomers shouldn't be allowed to speak until they have 5 years.
Newcomers shouldn't be allowed to breathe.
Oh! Send your email to Mark at recovery101radio@gmail.com.
You know what? People don't even email about that anymore. They just expect that from me.
Yeah. That's your persona.
That's right.
Do we ever get any emails like that, Shelly? People bitching?
Not anymore. We've gotten a few in the past.
Shelly goes, yeah, that's because I delete them all. She goes, I have them sent directly to junk mail.
That's right.
It says anything about, I don't like you.
Yeah.
The phrase, I don't like you guys, appears in the email. It goes directly to spam folder.
Well, no, I've never gotten one that they didn't like me.
No.
She's gotten
several that they didn't like me.
Wait, hand her the humble trophy. I've never gotten one that said they didn't like me. You and Mark are a different story, though.
Yeah, I don't think we've gotten many that said they didn't like you.
Mark hates newcomers and Bruce is too long-winded.
Well, we did get one mail that said that he was sick of the Florida thing. So that's on you. But
Florida!
But usually it's
usually
Mark.
It's me.
Perfect.
But we haven't gotten one in a long time, so.
Well, I haven't made that statement in a while either.
True.
Well, there certainly is that. So how about... are you new until you've... What step do you think you'd have to be on to not be considered a newcomer?
Eight.
Eight? How about you, Shelly?
Yeah, you got to get through you got to make your list.
So then you want people through 8 steps in 30 days.
Well, I just told a sponsee yesterday. She's I wouldn't call them newcomers again. I would say that they're more like recycled.
Ooh.
I just talked to
better a retread than a blowout.
I just talked to a recycled new sponsee that I have, and we were sort of talking about
how much a pounder are they worth.
About my style of spot, you know, what do you require as a sponsor? Blah blah blah. I'm like require. I said I'm not a babysitter. I said I don't require anything. I suggest things, but, you know, if you don't want to do it, that's on you. And she said, oh, okay. I don't need a babysitter. I'm in my 30s. I've done this before. I just want some help with the steps. I'm like, okay, fine. Then we're on. I forgot where I was going with that.
Okay.
Is this your new sponsee?
Yes.
The hottie?
Yeah. Jeez, old Pete's.
What? Just call him like I see.
She does tend to get the hot ones, doesn't she?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's true, actually. I do. How does that happen?
That's all why all our friends follow you around going, hey, who are you sponsoring now? Are they still new? So on the one hand, you said that they should be through, you know, at once you get through 29 days, they don't have to stand up as a newcomer anymore, then they're not a newcomer. But then you say step eight. So you want to rip them right through.
That's what I remember what I was saying.
All eight steps.
I told her that, you know, my particular style is, you know, I stick as close to the book as possible, maybe delve into the 12 and 12 a bit. But the big book is the instructions, and let's get through the steps as fast as possible because you got a better shot of staying sober if you just get through it.
Now, let me ask you this, because you had a sponsee that was stellar at
yes.
working steps.
Oh, my gosh. I was panting to keep up.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute. How long did it take her to get through step eight?
She had started working on her men. She'd started working on step nine at like 45 days or something like that.
So did she make step eight? So she of all the people you know,
yeah,
she's like the only one that even has a chance of getting to step eight by that time. Because you've had other people, you couldn't get them through step two.
Right, but I've had now, you know, two successes. The rest have like wandered off into the wilderness. I don't know where they went. And then this new one we shall see, But yeah, the two that I have that are still that have stuck around went through it really fast.
So Dr. Bob would have been like not a newcomer on like day four, because they ripped. He was on like day three and it was already going around and making amends to people for the stuff from his inventory.
That's true. I don't know. I suppose so. But back then, there was no concept of newcomer.
Well, I'm sure there was.
Who was the old-timer?
Yeah, Bill.
Who had what?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
He was the old-timer.
It was like CA when I came in.
Yeah.
The guys with 9 months was sponsoring everybody.
Yeah. Guys with 30 days were treasurers.
Yeah.
Because they had a lot of time. And then next week we had a new treasurer.
Yeah, since we collected $25.
The week after that we had a new treasurer. The week after, I'm surprised he even made it at the beginning because the treasurers were taken off every week with the money. So any other thoughts on what constitutes a newcomer? Or a reconstituted newcomer?
I've got a guy that I guess I sponsor.
Is his name Blake?
No.
Oh.
No. You talked with him the other day, as a matter of fact. And is he, you know, I mean, he's done the steps. He's had time in the past. And
he's in a treatment facility.
He's in a treatment facility.
Good for him, by the way.
Yes. Yep. He's been there for about 10 days now. Has started his fourth step. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck. And I'm around if he needs me. But
I was going to say, I'm waiting for the but.
But he's worked all the steps. I don't consider him to be a newcomer.
Even though he's new again. And this goes back to what we were saying
before. I consider him to be an idiot.
Well. Don't sugarcoat it.
Many people consider it.
don't sugarcoat it.
You know, we should make up a different chip for retreads.
So, Shelly,
yes,
what would your final words on newcomers be?
I don't know. I guess you could be a newcomer as long as you want to be. Depends on how much work you want to put into it. If you want, I mean, I know one person who's been around since God made dirt. I to be honest, I know that we're supposed to be loving, caring, and sharing, but when I see him coming, I sort of hide because he talks and talks and talks and talks. Never works a step that I know of, and certainly doesn't behave that way. Is he a newcomer?
You
I don't know.
You don't hold it against me, do you?
What? Oh. Is he a newcomer? I don't know, but he certainly acts like one.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
What would your final words on what is a newcomer then?
Well, I've heard guys with 4 and 5 and 6 months that sound great and that are working a really good program. I know guys with 17, 18 years, I don't want what they have. So, does it really matter?
So we're saying your mileage may vary.
Your mileage may vary, depending upon how you drive the program.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Shelly comes in with a zinger from the sidelines.
Yep.
I concur. You know, you get out of this program what you put into it. You could be the perpetual newcomer and never get it and always come back in. I too, am one of those people that I don't get the being a newcomer if you've come back. Even when I never got a lot of time and I was doing, you know, not getting, you know, 90 days in 8 years, I wasn't a newcomer. You know, I mean, I remember a guy at Impact House telling me, dude, you recite crap out of the book. It's clear to me that you've been to thousands of meetings. He goes, you're not a newcomer. That's not a newcomer. New guys are guys that are new. You know, like I said, better a retread than a blowout.
And however, no matter what it is you're doing, when we say keep coming back, we mean it.
Or just stay.
Or just stay.
So, Shelly, someone's listening to the show.
I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Oh, ow. Hopefully. You know, however,
I'm
going
to send you hate mail to Shelly at recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Internal memos from Recovery 101. Oh, dear. I sent in triplicate.
My hate mail came in-house.
Yeah. Hopefully. Well, not hopefully. Any way that you listen to the show is great, and we really appreciate it.
Yes.
But it would be really nice if you went to recovery101.net and clicked on one of the shows on that website. And if you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted, and that helps us with our numbers. Thank you. If you're not a member, you have will have an opportunity to become one. You should. It's free. And
fun.
You can follow us. You can click like and leave comments on old shows. If you leave a topic suggestion, which we very much encourage, please leave it in the show that's in the top of the page so that Bruce sees it right away. And you can also put us on playlists.
So let me get one thing straight. If I'm really pissed off at us right now and I want to tell us how pissed off I am and how much I hate us,
right,
the first thing I have to do is click like.
No, you could click comment.
Yeah, you
it'll
know,
do
you
the
can
same
click
thing.
Oh,
you click comment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You, okay.
Yeah. I know what I was like,
you know what I, you know what I find fantastic about the ranking system, though? Mm. If you got 115 comments where everyone said
you suck,
it would make your rankings better. And Tom Likas, a kind of a famous radio guy at one time, said he used to have women that would call him up and go, I hate you. And he goes, but you listen.
Yeah.
And he goes, and that's part of what my rankings are, the people that listen. So you can hate Rush Limbaugh used to do the same thing. You can hate my guts, but it still makes my ratings go up.
That's right.
Mark, we've got a friend back east.
We do. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to our recovery101.net site. You can scroll down to the link and click on it. We'll take you to his fine publication, which
Marty,
you can read
Marty
online.
Tried to do that sound effect.
Yeah, what happened? He sprayed his tongue.
It's not bad.
It's okay? All right, good. Anyway, you can go read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you some hard copies to strew about the location.
We just got new ones recently, as a matter of fact. There's a stack of them right there. We had a matter of fact, half of that box is already gone. Ooh. Just so Bruce knows that they're actually going places.
And I hadn't even seen them yet till today, so.
Yeah, we got them right there.
There will be more
going. We've got. You can email us at recovery101@recovery. Let me try that again. I'm telling you, there's something in those goddamn brownies.
Reload.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Do we, Shelly?
Nope.
Wow,
nope.
There you go again. Who's the lead out music by?
The lead out music is by Eva Love.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
stripping me away of all of my things, leave me with nothing to spare. Take all I have and leave nothing unturned, leave me with nothing but air. Take it away, take it away, I'm tired and I fought all I can. Tried holding on, yes I tried for too long, I'm letting go, I'm letting go of everything. Take it away from me, take away everything, leave me with nothing but me. Nothing can hold me back, if there is nothing left, breaking the cycle of me. So I love